Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I'm a little bit upset about the news of the death of Dawn Lindbergh this morning that was announced due to COVID complications. So I was just saying, Prof, for those of us to think, you know, we're tired of it and we've had enough of it and we choose to think that it's not there, it is still very much there, very virulent and very dangerous. So, yeah, we mustn't get complacent. And so kind of allied to that, Prof, is the very important issue of vaccine safety. So, over to you.
Yeah, thanks very much, Simon. You know, there's been a lot of talk about vaccines, a lot of anticipation about vaccines. I think I did mention in a previous that there may be a bit of a misunderstanding that when vaccines come, the virus is going to disappear. Not quite as simple as that. But I think we did discuss it the other day. What I really want to discuss today is the other side of it. There are a growing number, not so much in this country, but certainly overseas, people who are nervous with the vaccine or worried about it. They need a bit of reassurance. And you can understand why there is nervousness. It's really understandable. You know, there's been a tremendous rush to kind of develop these vaccines, and they've been developed at breakneck speed, you know, up to about 10 times as fast as conventional vaccines are up to now. That's the one thing. The other thing is that they're brand new platforms, brand new types of vaccines. We talked about the messenger RNA vaccine and the viral vector vaccine. These have never been put into humans before. So understanding there's a bit of kind of apprehension. So I thought what I'd do today, just go through the safety checks to try and reassure and comfort people. And it goes through, there are many of these safety checks. First of all, in the vaccine trials themselves, there's what's called a Data Safety Managing Board, which looks at all side effects of vaccines and any significant side effects, they can close down the trial, which, as you remember, they did temporarily for the AstraZeneca trial. So after the trials, then it goes through what's called a 2-month safety monitoring period before it gets emergency use authorization. And that's what's happened, for example, in the United Kingdom for high-risk groups. But at least 2 months, they must demonstrate safety. Then it goes to a WHO pre-qualification. They do it with rigorous scrutiny and examination. Following that, there's a stringent regulatory authority, and the FDA of the United States is really appointed to do that before it gets to the country. When it gets to the country, there's the local licensure authority. In South Africa, it's the South African Health Products Registering Authority, what's called SAHPRA. And, you know, I've been on that, and the protocols are examined. The protocol comes almost in a truckload, pages and pages and pages, detailing great detail how the vaccine is manufactured, the trial data, and so on and so forth. And then once it's licensed, then there's post-marketing surveillance as well, what you call phase four. So there's really a tremendous amount of rigorous examination. And what we can say with the COVID vaccines is that the significant side effects with past vaccines have always appeared within that 2-month post-licensure period, always. And up to now, there's been 2 months of looking at the COVID vaccine, and it's been pretty safe. So I really think we can be very kind of comforted. And, of course, everyone asks, will I have it going into my arm? Absolutely, without any question.
Okay, in fact, well, that's
my son in London, he's getting his in the next couple of weeks.
glad to hear that. Glad you made it personal, because I think you've engendered a lot of trust from a lot of people, Prof, and I think what you say is important. And it's about that issue of trust that I actually wanted to chat to you, because I do think that there is an element of a trust deficit. I mean, you spoke about the WHO. I don't think they've exactly covered themselves with glory in the way they've handled this pandemic.
Maybe you can discuss that tomorrow, the WHO.
Okay.
Because I've been there many, many times.
That would be fascinating, Prof. That would give us an insider's view, because I know, I see the tweets and the emails that come in. I know that there are a number of people who are actually quite reluctant. So let's have a discussion
about the World
tomorrow,
Health Organization. Okay,
yep.
Perfect.
Yep.
Excellent.
And that takes us spot on to 4:30. Thank you so much, Prof. We'll chat tomorrow about the WHO and other important bodies who are not covering themselves with glory.